Okay, they're the starters for the Keel Haulers. And now for the Penguins, as each of the Keel Haulers starters comes over a handshake with Coach Mitchell. And for the Penguins, Alicia Flayton has mentioned she's out of Hayward. She's a freshman at 5'6" at guard. Next coming out is Lola Brown, a DU radio favorite. Number 23 is Brown. She's a senior out of Oakland. Next out for the Penguins, Chardonnay Nelson, out of Murata, California, 5'9" sophomore. Nelson with a big year last year. Here comes Olivia. Olivia Williams, number 44. She's a junior out of Vallejo. And also starting for the Penguins, number 45, Lauren Seltonridge, the 5'10 senior. She's out of Danville. We are ready for Penguin basketball. On the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Good crowd on hand considering no classes in session. CalPAC doubleheader. I don't know if they're going to have a national anthem. Perhaps that's been taken away from the pregame festivities. Not sure why, but we're not going to have a national anthem for the Penguins in the middle. Williams. And for Cal State Maritime, Kate Ellis. Ellis, a 5'11" junior out of Henderson, Nevada. Penguins with the ball. They're moving from our right to left. That is, shooting toward the southern hoop. Now the Penguins get it inside. Seltonridge now working the perimeter. Looking pretty good. Penguins, Flayton. She's out there on the left wing. Now driving in is Nelson. Chardonnay Nelson took three or four steps in the key. See if she was fouled. I think she was. A whistle. 19:38 is the time of the first whistle. Fansradio.dominican.edu. A lot of new faces on the Penguin team this year, including Flayton or Flatten. Chardonnay Nelson on the line. She scores the first bucket for the DUs, and it's 1-0. She was fouled going up for that one. Check it out. Her bucket did count, so it's 3-0 as the three-pointer is converted. Maritime Academy now with the ball for the first time. They're working the perimeter. Oh, Penguins getting very physical indoors. Now up with it is Angela Jackson. She missed it. Penguins, oh, check it out. Jackson did come down with it and did manage to get it to bounce in. Uh-oh, and now Jackson with a big steal. Penguins couldn't handle that one. Some poor throwing and passing on the floor. Williams, Lola Brown, Chardonnay Nelson, Lauren Seltonridge, and Flatten. 18:54 on radio.dominican.edu, and now a travel. Maritime Academy had it at the top of the key. Penguins putting on some massive defense. That was Angela Jackson, the 5'8 freshman. She's out of Vallejo. And a big welcome to all of the Cal State University Maritime Academy people listening out at sea, where the students spend half of their academic year, up to 6 months per year, on the open ocean, listening via satellite on radio.dominican.edu. Worldwide fans, 18:36 to go. And now the Penguins with a travel. So now bringing it in on the long end. Here is Nakia Watson, a 5'7" junior. She's out of Las Vegas. 18:28 to go. Kat Mullinex is in the house, fans. A lot of people wondering about that, but she is here. And for the first time, she's wearing heels. She turned into a young lady. Oh, up with it now is Cal State's Nakia Watson. Does not go. Penguins down with it. 3-2 DU. Up with it, Lola Brown. She goes coast to coast, and she gets hammered. Little old Lola Brown out there, number 23, the senior. Brown out of Oakland at 5'6". The starting guard for Coach Mitchell tonight. Brown will go to the line after getting swatted at baseline. Brown on the line, in the air, missed it deep. Back left corner, nothing. 3-2 Penguins, first half action with 18:10 to go. Brown will go again. Athletics director Roger Goodwin in the house over there getting stretched out in anticipation of this big CalPAC doubleheader, no doubt. The second one goes for Brown, 4-2 Penguins. Inbounds now on the long side, Maritime. Coming at us from left to right. Bringing it across now is Naki Watson being guarded by Seltonridge. Seltonridge with that left, or with the right leg, And the support on it. Oh, no, Lola Brown with a good steal, but gotten back now. As Brown batted it away, Angela Jackson had it knocked away for a second. Seven on the shot clock. With five now, driving in from the right side. Nakia Watson drills it in there. Two on the shot. Up with it is good. As Jessica Cannon buries it. 4-4 Penguins very quickly on the return. Uh-oh, here goes Olivia Williams with an air ball. Williams off balance there, and it's taken down without a touch of anything. The rebound by Cannon. Cannon now drives in with a fadeaway jumper up off the rim. Bounced around, no. Chardonnay Nelson down with a jump ball. Kat Mullinex, whose ball is it? It looks like it's going to be Maritime Academy's ball. That's right. 17-17 fans, first half action. On radio.dominican.edu, 4-4. Penguins on defense now. The turnaround jumper, and there's an air ball. And that was chucked up there by Angela Jackson. Jackson, nothing. No, I'm not sure that was Jackson. No, it wasn't Jackson. It was number 12, Stacey Sorensen. And the Penguins go up as Lola Brown got the ball to go, but not before some sort of travel, I believe. One foul committed by the Penguins so far. Two committed by the Maritime Academy, the Keel Haulers. 16:47 to go in the first half. Now the jumper from the right side. Two air balls in a row. But the Penguins can't get come down with it. Now the shot up by Kate Maddox. That one's deep, and it goes out of bounds. Penguin ball. Getting ready to come in for the Penguins is Michelle Casalaggio. Casalaggio in there in place of Lola Brown. Casalaggio, the first we've heard of her on the Penguin Radio Network. She wears number 33. She's out of Colfax, California, up there by Sacramento. Freshman at 5'8". We'll keep an eye on Casalaggio. Here's a shot by Flat. Oh, a little too high. A little too deep. Coming out. Oh, Chardonnay Nelson gets it on the rebound. And now a foul against Char. Boy, Nelson's filled out nicely. The first we've had a chance to broadcast DU women's basketball, the home opener tonight. Classes are out of session, but for those alumni and students listening around the world, it's 5-4 as Char puts the Penguins up by one. She makes the first one after having been fouled. 5-4 in favor of the Penguins early in the first half. CalPAC doubleheader. Second one up by Nelson. Good. Boy, Nelson's solid. Had a great year last year in her first year for the Penguins. And Nelson looks to be in pretty darn good shape already. Penguins 1-1 in conference. 16:06 to go. And here goes the shot now as the turnaround comes off by Maritime. Nothing. Penguins down with it. Another nice rebound. Good stutter step there. Flatten. Oh, Flatten almost has it stolen away, and now it's tipped out of play by Nakia Watson. Watson out of Las Vegas, a 5'7" junior. 6'4" DU. On the short side, here comes Fromm. Fromm in there in place of, let's see, Olivia Williams. Fromm, 32, O.J. Simpson's old number. Fromm's in there now. She's going to fill it up nicely. Fromm a little bit bigger than last year. Fromm getting better every year. Keelhauler's bench demanding defense. And now Flatten way out there on the right wing. She invites number 12 from Maritime to come in and come at her. Oh, the throw up to Fromm. Top of the key. Fromm straight away. A little bit deep. No. Down with it. Is the Penguins Casalaggio. She grabs it. Chucks it back outside to Flatten. Chardonnay Nelson drives in. Nothing. A little bit left. Boy, she looked like John Ojo there, just ripping it up through the middle. John Ojo, one of the great Penguin centers of all time. But Char missed that one, 6-4. And now Maritime's got it way out there on the right wing. Now they move it over to left side. Oh, big Chuck missed it right. Chardonnay Nelson with the rebound. Flatten's going to bring it up now right side. It's 5-on-4. Flatten now slows things down. Now she whips it out to the left side. Fromm has it inside. Flatten, top of the key. Left side for three, no. Hauled down by the Keel Haulers. Jessica Cannon pulls that one down. Oh, she takes it coast to coast. Flips it off at the last second to Watson. No. Penguins down with it. Chardonnay Nelson, she brings it back up. 5-on-5 now, 6-4 Penguins. Uh-oh, Sharp almost off the foot, but she's okay. Fletton thinks about it from the left wing. Doesn't want to do anything with it. Casalaggio gets it inside now. Nelson over to Fromm, wide open. Fromm with a perfect play. She drifted into the paint. And now a timeout's been called by Cal State University Maritime Academy fans. And you are listening to CalPAC Basketball on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you, live from the Conlon Center. 14:20 to go as the Keelhaulers have called timeout. Head coach Dave Cavell. Of course, the Penguins head coach, that is Brett Mitchell. With 14:20 to go, the Penguins up 8-4. Let's see if we have a chance to play our new promo here by Coach Mitchell.
This is head coach Brett Mitchell, women's basketball. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California.
Yes, you are, folks. There's the new promo by head coach Brett Mitchell. 14:20 to go, fans. 8-4. Penguins back out on the floor. On radio.dominican.edu, and we are about ready to go. In fact, we are ready to go. And here we go. Keelhaulers with the ball now moving left to right. Keelhaulers have subbed in 13. That is Lauren Westbrook, a 5'9 freshman out of Citrus Heights up by Sacramento out on the right side now. Here's Elisa Reyes. She gets it indoors. Oh, flipped it back out. Some good ball control by the Keelhaulers. 51 throws it. Oh, a near air ball there. That was Katie Maddox again. She's a 6'1 senior out of Dunlap, California. Kat Mullinex, you know where Dunlap, California is? I don't either. 13:58 to go. 8-4. We might have to look that up. Kate Maddox flung that thing up there. Just grazed the rim. Not quite an air ball. Casalaggio almost pulls it down there. Here's Westbrook. She flips it over left side. Elisa Reyes. She's got it 19 on the shot. Here's Maddox. Maddox heaves it across the court. Gets it over there to Jackson, Angela Jackson. Now for a three ball right side. Westbrook, nothing. Penguins down with it. Fromm picks it up after a big bounce. Slowly across the middle. Three Penguins in the backcourt. 13.5 to go, 8-4. Chardonnay Nelson has it top of the key. She's between the circles now, just about 5 feet outside. Here's Selton Rich, right wing. Penguins have subbed in Shelly Klermenko. And they get it over to... I think that was Fromm. 11-4 Penguins. Oh, no, it's three ball. I think Klermenko may have poured that one in. We'll find out. 13:07 to go. Maybe we won't. 11-4 Penguins. Oh, and there's a steal by the Penguins. Klermenko steals it away and almost has it swiped back away then by Westbrook, but she does bring it across. Penguins on offense. Chardonnay Nelson right wing. Chardonnay now, a couple bounces. She's looking for a place to put it. Over there to Selton Ridge. She gets it indoors to Klermenko. Klermenko goes right, then left, then high off the glass. Good. 13-4. Head coach Cavell comes up off of his feet and does not call timeout. I thought he might. Here's Westbrook. Westbrook now takes it across over to the side. And Westbrook goes for three ball, yes. Boy, she was way out there, fans. Westbrook pours it in nicely. Close ball. 13-7. And the Penguins turn it around nothing. Very quickly. Back out. Oh, brother. This one's from 28. And it's poured in by Katie Maddox. Maddox with a Hail Mary. Man, she was not that far from the half court, but she pours it in there. Chardonnay Nelson gets hammered going up baseline, getting ready to come in for the Penguins. Is Flatten. 11:50 to go, fans. I'll give a shout-out to Chili the Penguin. He's out there listening and from the North Pole, as usual. Guess Penguins only live on the... near the South Pole, but not Chili. Chili's one in a million. He lives up there with Santa Claus. So probably building some toys and so forth. Chili. Wish Chili were here in the Conlon Center as Chardonnay Nelson pours the first one in. Second one's up, and that's good. Schar is perfect from the line now. And here comes Flatten. Schar out, Flatten in. Schar is going to hit the bench for a much-needed rest. 14-10, 11:49 to go. Penguins up. From the Conlin Center fans, live CalPAC action. Oh, man, and now the Keelhaulers are on a shooting spree. From way outside, there goes Jessica Cannon on the heels of Maddox with her 35-foot three ball. Cannon pours in a deuce, 15-12. Here come the Keelhaulers after the Penguins were way up. Now Casalaggio, she goes up from the outside, and she's Casalaggio, the first we've heard of her. She's got the blonde hair up in a bun from way out there on the right side, not even sweating, and she's, I think she's perfect. Oh, Casalaggio with a near steal. She stole one earlier. This time she dove in against Lauren Westbrook, the 5'9 freshman out of Citrus Heights. Check it, that was Clermenko, not Casalaggio, getting the new Penguins right. 11:06 to go, fans. 17-12 on radio.dominican.edu. Outside now, Keelhaulers go up for the three ball. No, finally they miss one. Keelhaulers were on a nice roll there. Jessica Cannon, speaking of Jessica, she takes it. Oh, I thought she was going to steal it from the Penguins. The Penguins got it back. And now Casalaggio goes out there from the right side. Baseline, the freshman at 5'8 out of Colfax. Big shout out from Chile to Jacqueline Woodall. Woodall, Fromm with a great steal. Woodall in a long family lineage of great DU volleyball players. Woodall with another good season this year, following in the footsteps of her big sisters. 10:15 to go. Here's Casalaggio out there on the right wing. No, yeah, she took it. She missed it. Left side, check it. 10:09 to go, and now a whistle. 19:12 to go, Penguins. I don't want to say they're in control. And if you'd like to interact with us fans, you can do so, as Chili the Penguin has been doing from the North Pole. He's in that igloo up there, the massive igloo that Chili lives in the off-season. Uh-oh, and there's a travel. Chili living in a 7,000-square-foot igloo. Hold on now. I've just been... Here, let me have that. Someone's just handed me a new roster, and I've been making... What? Okay, so number 22 is Stephanie Barnes, fans, and here I've been calling her Shelly Clermenko. So I'll try and keep that right. Barnes and Clermenko switch numbers. Can you make a note right there on that of those? Okay, we'll get this right. 1912, first broadcast of the new players as the Penguins' home opener. I don't have a pen, though. Thank you. 9:45 to go, fans. And we'll get our rosters correct. Here I've been calling Barnes Clermenko. And let me just say that Barnes has had a spectacular night so far. 19:14 and the Keelhaulers could not convert under the hoop. And a perfect feed now by Lola Brown. She was able to find Kate Ellis. Ellis, a 5'11" junior, the first we've heard of her. Boy, Mitchell very deep this year. Oh, a near travel. Nothing up from the layup on the right side by the Keelhaulers. Now stolen back away by Watson. Nakia Watson down with it. Now the Penguins. Ellis with two nice rebounds. Ellis brings it across the middle. And now she'll dump it off to Casalaggio. 21-14. One of our listeners has alerted us to the fact that Clermenko and Barnes have switched numbers tonight. But I better keep that quiet. I don't know if that's within the rules of the NAIA. I assume it must be if Coach Mitchell instructed them to do so. If you'd like to interact with us, DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger, you can do so now. And keep it clean. We'll screen out anything not worthy of a family station. Oh, the first one now poured in by Kate Ellis for the Penguins. She stands on the line. Back in there, Chardonnay Nelson out. Ashley Fromm. Fromm back to the bench. Penguins up 22-14. Not anywhere comfortable. Not even close, 8:50. Shout out to DU fans and alumni. And everybody else who's listening tonight. some of the dignitaries here at Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California, where the time is 5:49 p.m. Thursday, December 14th, 06, fans. Knocked out of bounds by the Penguins on the long side. Now Coach Mitchell has called a timeout. Jesse Mazza is in the house, fans, as most of you are wondering. Making sure that no one gets hurt, or if they do get hurt, that they'll be taken care of quickly. He's our head trainer here at Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California. About 10 seconds to go in this timeout. The home opener. And we are happy to have you with us tonight. Penguins, Penguin women 1-1 in conference so far. Shout out to DHX out there in the 209. Shout out to Chili the Penguin and his 7,000-foot square foot. How big is that thing? I don't know. 10,000 square feet? I don't know. It's an igloo, so it's modular. It grows every year. And now we're back underway, fans, on radio.dominican.edu. The shot goes up on the very quick up and in by the keel haulers. Nothing. Down with it, Lola Brown. Lola Brown thinking coast to coast. Right side, Lola Brown up with a jumper. Very flat off the glass, yes. Brown did it all alone that time. Brown with a nice extension on the jumper. Now the keel haulers back in transition. Here is Clarissa Azagueta. And now the jumper goes back up there by Stacy Sorensen. With 8 minutes and 10 seconds to go, 24-16. Now the Penguins, Chardonnay Nelson, she's out there on the left side. She drifts in toward the middle, top of the key. She's way out there. Now she flips it over to the Penguins' Flatten. Flatten now brings it up. She picks up a screen by Nelson. Now Lola Brown, who just scored. Brown from the left side. Oh, Brown missed an easy layup left side. 24-16. Keelhauler's down with it. Stolen away now by Flatten. And Flatten gets caught up in a jump ball. Huh? Okay. So Clermenko is redshirting, and so is Veronica Sterl for the Penguins. Okay, big Penguin shout out there to Kat Mullinex. She's working the Penguin radio squad tonight, as usual. She may be on the air sometime tonight. I don't know. We might have set up another mic. But so far, she's working production. And she's straight out of Davidson Middle School in seventh grade now. Huh? Wow. 24-16, fans. She was in second grade when she started with the radio crew. Now in seventh grade. It's pretty good. 7.5 to go in the first half of this CalPAC doubleheader, 24-16. And now they're going to wipe up the floor. I was saying something about Chili the Penguin, although I'm not sure. Something about his sprawling expanse, the igloo up there in which Chili lives in the off-season and when classes are not in session. Dominican University of California, San Rafael, California. Coming up on 6 p.m., fans, on a drizzly night here in December. Happy holidays. Penguins with a home opener. And no Chili the Penguin. Their beloved mascot in the house. Here goes a three ball. Another three ball chucked up there by Katie Maddox with a very high arc. And that one goes down, 7-16. On the AOL Instant Messenger, DUC Radio, DUC, like Dominican University of California, DUC Radio. Love to hear from you. Penguins with their home whites on. Lola Brown now drifts out. She only beats about three of the keel haulers, then chucks it up very high off the window. Then Brown hits the deck, 24-19. Penguins up by five. Here go the keel haulers now. They bring it up the other side. Here's Sorensen. She goes three ball, nothing. Now falling out of bounds. It goes off of the diving Lauren Seltenrich. Good play there by Nakia Watson. Watson falling out of bounds. Bounced it off of Seltenrich's leg. She bounced it off of the guard, actually, that Seltenrich wears up the right side. So Seltenrich isn't hurt. 6:43 to go in the first half, 24-19. Tipped out now by Seltenrich on the inbounds. Goes up into the fifth row of the grandstands. One of the fans up there on the cell phone. Didn't flinch. Penguins now on defense. Good foot fake there by the keel haulers. Chucked up off the glass, and that one goes. Olivia Williams presses the issue. No bucket. Penguins pick it up on the offensive rebound. They'll take that. Now the subs are coming in. Angela Jackson has come back in for the Keel Haulers. 24-19, 6:38 to go. Penguins on offense on the long side. Michelle Casalaggio, she's brought it across. Here's the dump off by Lola Brown over to Williams, right side baseline. Good, 26-19. Boy, Williams snuck that thing in there after the dish by Lola Brown. Brown with a no look. Well, that was sweet. Great screen set up by the Keel Haulers out on the right side. Here goes another three ball. Holy mackerel. Lauren Westbrook just chucked that thing way up there. Man, Westbrook, between Westbrook and Maddox, that's about 75 feet in 2 3 balls. Way out on the corner. Here's Lola Brown slowly making her way back to the bench as Ashley Fromm has come back in. No, check that. That's not Fromm. That's Michaela Baskerville, the 5'7" freshman out of Alameda. Baskerville, the first we've heard of her in this Penguin home opener, the freshman. Here goes another three ball in and out. Finally, the Keel Haulers miss a tray. Oh, just a supreme save by Westbrook for the Keel Haulers. As she was falling out of bounds, she just chucked it behind her. And there goes another three ball by Katie Maddox, 26-25. And the Penguins might want to think about guarding outside. These halftime stats. Oh, and now Chardonnay Nelson is accosted in the backcourt. Char brought it up there. A couple of the Keel Haulers got in her face. For the Penguins coming out now, Casalaggio back in there is Barnes. Barnes, I was calling Claire Menko earlier. Claire Menko, who's redshirting, is a freshman. But Barnes is also a freshman out of Sebastopol. She's a 5'10". Her first couple of minutes on the air, though I was miscalling her name as Shelly Claire Menko, it's actually Stephanie Barnes. And Barnes has had a couple of great minutes so far. So apologies out there to Barnes fans. And I bet there's a whole mess of them. And a mention out there to Eddie in DUC Radio Land. Yeah, we'll have the halftime stats. We don't have those running as we go. 26-25, Penguins on top with a layup from the right side. This one's chucked up by Angela Jackson. No, Penguins down with it. Here are the Penguins on offense. Barnes is out there on the right side. Barnes with a stutter step. She gets it back over to Williams. Oh, Williams muffs it. It's stolen back away. Ooh, Williams almost with a foul, bringing it back across. Here's Alyssa Reyes. Reyes now dumps it over to Maddox. Goes three ball, another one. Shout out to Stephanie Barnes from Live Life to Love 5. Good luck tonight, and Jacqueline loves you. Okay, 4:38 to go, fans. We're backing away. Chardonnay Nelson on offense. Nelson is fouled by Katie Maddox. So we have those instant messages coming in rapid-fire succession as we have a timeout on radio.dominican.edu. 4:34 to go. A couple of subs getting ready to come in after Chardonnay Nelson goes to the line. She gets two. She cans another one. Char perfect from the line tonight. Penguins trail by one, 28-26. For the Penguins now, out is Baskerville with her first minutes. Out Williams. Back in there is Flatten. And Ellis. And the second one by Char goes 28-27. Not sure what happened there. Nobody's given the point, but B. Dave is all over him. Waiting on it. 4.5 to go, fans. We do have a timeout called by head coach Brett Mitchell. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu with live CalPAC basketball action. Opening night, Stuart Horn with you. And get to some of these shout-outs. Eddie here asks if Kate Ellis is still in the game. Number 12 is Ellis. And we have a timeout, so we'll let you know who's on the floor as soon as we come back from this timeout, where there's about 25 seconds to go. And let's see here. What do we have? Chili the Penguin calling in from the North Pole. Well, he's checking in, not calling. But you never know with Chili. He might call, and if he does, I'm sure it'll be collect. with 15 seconds to go on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn with you. Okay, for the Penguins, back out on the floor, Lauren Selton-Ridge. Kate Ellis, yes, fans, Ellis is back out there. Chardonnay Nelson, also Stephanie Barnes, and Alicia Flatten. And Barnes and Flatten, we've been talking a lot about those two ladies tonight. Keep an eye on that, 4:29 to go. Long side now, Keel Haulers. They've got the ball. And the Penguins with the full court heat now. 28 apiece, fans. They finally put it up on the board. 30 seconds after Chardonnay Nelson buried that freebie. And now an off-ball penalty. Here comes the ref. Let's see what he says. Two ladies and one ref, one guy on the ref squad tonight. Now they're waiting to... Okay, was it referee timeout, not off-ball. Shot clock had not been reset. 26 to go, and now it's running. We are underway, fans. Keel Haulers moving from our left to right. And then it's stolen away now by Barnes. Barnes with a steal. She gets it out to Flatten. Flatten brings it across the middle. Goes between the legs, and it goes off of the knee of Lauren Westbrook. And they give it to the Keel Haulers. It went right off of her knee. 4:03 to go. Refs didn't see that. Coaches came up on their feet. They saw it, and I saw it from way out here. 28 apiece, fans. First half action, CalPAC doubleheader. Welcoming you to the Penguins opening night CalPAC basketball. Penguins 1-1 in conference. They lost one so far to Menlo. Menlo's going to be very, very tough this year. Well, Menlo's always tough in everything. They were the champions of the volleyball conference this year. Roger Goodwin, the Penguins coach, in his fifth year. Penguins had a great season coming in second all alone, Penguin volleyball. But now we're in the basketball season. Shot clock violation. Elisa Reyes. Reyes chucked it up there, but too late. 3:33 to go, 28 apiece. Penguins will get the ball on the turnover. Inbounds to Flatten. Ellis to chuck it in. Ellis does so in the backcourt. No big pressure there. Great. Chardonnay Nelson with a great screen setup. Flatten takes it herself. Left side layup, nothing. She missed it low left. See, the foul is called. I'm not sure who the foul was called on. But it's the fifth for the Penguins. Back in there, Ashley Fromm. Chardonnay Nelson comes back in for the mighty DUs. 28 apiece, fans. Penguins and the Keel Haulers from Maritime Academy. Second game tonight. The guys will be tipping off. They're scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off. That's going to be a big one. Across the middle, Nakia Watson, she dragged a foot. She may have dragged them both. Although that's not easy to do, but I think she dragged one, then the other. I don't think it was simultaneous. 28 apiece, 3 minutes exactly in the first half. We will have some stats coming up for you at halftime. We'll also check in with Chili the Penguin, find out how the weather is. And there goes the three ball from the left side by Barnes. 31-28. Penguins with 2:45 to go. Barnes. Barnes looking very smooth in the first chance we've had to see Barnes in conference action. First minute she's had on the air. Three ball goes up by Maritime. This one's Reyes, nothing. But Maritime comes back down with a great offensive rebound. Barnes knocks it away. But the Keel Haulers pick it back up. Now Watson picks up a nice screen. Back over to Reyes. Nothing. Watson up with it. No. Penguins down with it. Fromm with a rebound. Back to the other side. Whips it out to the other side. Barnes goes three ball. Right side, no. She just made the last one. Follows it in. And the Penguins' Kate Ellis gets the rebound. Ellis in there at 5'11". She's out of Henderson, Nevada, fans. She's new to the Penguins squad, and she will go to the line. Shout out to Ellis's fans. Number 12 is Kate Ellis. She's in there at forward. Mitchell with a big team in there. Ellis listed at 5'11", looks bigger than that. With the left-handed shot, Ellis missed it. As she had one from the line. The 1-1, 38, check it, 31-28 with under 2 minutes to go now. Penguins on defense, moving from our left to right are the Keel Haulers. Here's Westbrook. She gets it outside to Watson, top of the key. Watson has Selton Rich plastered to her. She gets it over to the right side. Now here goes Sorensen. Missed it. Now the three ball goes up. Reyes, no short. Followed up, Reyes gets her own rebound. Kick back outside to Watson. Keel Haulers with some great offensive rebounds tonight. A buck and a half to go, fans, in the first half. Here is Westbrook. Shot clock reset. 20 on the shot. Here it goes by the Keel Haulers. Watson, no short. Back at her. Fromm over to Flatten. 123. Under the hoop, Ellis. Oh, Ellis gets hacked. Ellis will go back to the line. And the foul is against Stacey Sorensen. Sorensen, the 5'7 senior out of Torrance. With 120 to go, the Penguins up by three. Ellis on the line. Ellis just missed the last one. This one goes up, and it's perfect. Nothing but swish. We love to see that. Penguin men have entered the Conlin Center, fans. For those of you who are going to be making a full night of this, Penguin basketball opening night. Home opener, I should say. 32-28. Here's Ellis for another one. It's Ellis' first freebie on the radio. Worldwide, I might add. The second one she missed. The lefty Ellis, we're going to keep a close eye on her. Just another one of the new recruits for head coach Brett Mitchell. Mitchell in his second year. A lot of new faces. Penguins very deep. Boy, very deep. Surprised by some of the position players. Fromm now with a steal after Flatten knocked it away. Flatten comes up left side. No-look pass over to Selton Rich. Oh, brother, what a block by Watson. Nakia Watson with a tremendous steal. Man, oh, man, was that. That was nothing but ball. And just when the Penguins looked like it was going to go their way with a 5-on-4. 51 and a half seconds to go, fans. 32-28. Radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins have never been in control tonight. Not comfortably in control. I mean, they kind of been in control. They did lose the lead there for a minute, so take that as you will. 51.4 seconds to go. 32-28. End of the timeouts come. Worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. From the Yukon to the Euphrates, from the North Pole at Chile's front door, all the way down there to where the rest of the Penguins live in the offseason, the Antarctica. Or Antarctica, not the Antarctica. It would be the Antarctic, I believe. I'll have Chile write in and give me the correct pronunciation. 44 seconds to go now, fans, and we are back underway on radio.dominican.edu. Thrown out of bounds very quickly by the Keel Haulers after only a few seconds expired. The Penguins will have it on the long side. Casalaggio has come back in now. Flatten's out there. Flatten is looking real good. Oh, Flatten with some great ball control. Oh, and now, just as I say that, the instant I said that, she threw a low bounce pass into the bench of the Keel Haulers, nowhere near any Penguins. I have no idea where she was going with that, although diving for it was Selton Rich, but I don't think it was intended for Selton Rich. I'm not sure who it was supposed to go to. 25 seconds. The clock is running, fans. Nakia Watson bringing it up. She's being guarded by Barnes. Oh, Barnes is just playing some massive defense. Barnes wears 22. Barnes has now broken a sweat. I'm happy to report. Here's Watson. She gets it outside, right side to Maddox. Oh, and now Flayton with a steal. Flayton goes left side. Oh, with a great layup. Flayton hits the deck. 1 second, and there it is, fans. The end of the first half. All right, Flayton with a great steal and a layup. 34-28 is the way we end the first half. Yes, of course, it's Antarctica, not the Antarctica. Uh-oh. And now Flayton comes up lame. She's limping and wincing. And we'll keep an eye on number 20. 15 minutes to go. And we will be bringing you, our halftime extravaganza. That is, we will have some of the DU dignitaries checking in. Who that may be, I don't know. Perhaps Cat Mullinex, perhaps Chili the Penguin. You never know, but we're going to have some stats in a few minutes. We're going to take a little break. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. We will send it back now to the studios for a little bit of music. And don't forget, fans, Chili the Penguin should be checking in from the North Pole, where he's up there hammering together some Christmas gifts and so forth. Radio.Dominican.edu. That's right, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu. We are back. A couple of minutes to go. And until the second half of play between the Penguins from Dominican University of California, from which we are broadcasting tonight's basketball event, a doubleheader, a CalPAC conference doubleheader. The ladies tipped off at 5:30, and the first half has concluded. A couple more minutes now to go in halftime as the Keel Haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy have come back out onto the floor from the locker room, and they're getting warmed up. Stat sheet has been handed to us here in the opulent broadcasting area, the sprawling expanse of the vast broadcasting, the media zone, we like to call it here, high above center court, looking down on the basketball area. The area of play, the Conlin Center, named after Sister Sam. Opened in April of 2000. The Penguins Playhouse here at the Conlin Center. Still pristine. Looks like the day it opened. Magnificent setting here in San Rafael, California. You have the stat sheet. And I notice the in and out for the number of minutes played. Everything is 20s, so that can't be right. So we'll just go with a few of the basics. Nakia Watson, we'll start off with the Keel Haulers. Nakia Watson, number 3. She was 0 for 5? Huh. Seemed like Watson did some damage in there. She went 0 for 2 outside. She did have 5 defensive rebounds and 1 on the offensive side. That's pretty good work there. Stacey Sorensen, she came in just for a minute. Well, she came in for more than a minute. She was 0 for 4 and 0 for 1 outside. Let's see. Jessica Cannon then came in. She was 2 for 8. Number 24, Cannon. Angela Jackson, number 32, was 1 for 2. She was one of the starters. She didn't try any from outside. Katie Maddox, though, was 4 for 4 outside, 4 for 6 overall. So Maddox missed the 2 inside. But she pumped in 4 in a row from outside the arc. I think it was 4 in a row. 4 in a row sounds good. Man, the Keel Haulers were hot, hot outside of the arc, though. It was getting nutty. Lauren Westbrook was 3 for 4. She was 2 for 2 outside. So there you go. And then Alyssa Reyes, she was 0 for 2 indoors. 0 for 1 outside. So the damage done by Katie Maddox, who was 4 for 4 outside the arc, and Lauren Westbrook, some brilliant shooting by those ladies, 2 for 2 outside. Well, that was good stuff. Total of 28 points for the Keel Haulers. 1 minute to go on radio.dominican.edu. For the Penguins, Chardonnay Nelson was 1 for 2. From the field, Olivia Williams, number 44, same 1 for 2. Chardonnay Nelson did miss one of those free throws. She was 6 for 7. I said she was perfect, but I think I just erased it from my memory. It happens. I tend to do that when it comes to the Penguins. Lauren Seltenrich, 0 for 1. Seltenrich with a defensive rebound. Williams with 2. Chardonnay with 2. She had an offensive one also. Lola Brown, she was in there 1 for 3. 1 for 3 from the floor, 1 for 3 from the line, 1 rebound. Kate Ellis, fans, number 12. She was 1 for 1, no three-pointers. 2 for 5 from the line. She had 3 offensive rebounds. That's so huge. And 2 defensive. And Fromm with 4 defensive, 1 for 4 from the field, no freebies. 20 minutes on the overhead, 34-28. We are at 6:25 p.m. on the West Coast, fans. On radio.dominican.edu. Josh Demetro will be joining me shortly. Very soon, in fact. 19:51 to go. We are underway. The ladies have switched sides. The Penguins now moving from our right to left. Penguins moving from left to right. I said right to left. That would be the Keel Haulers. In town from Cal State University Maritime Academy. 34-28. Penguins on top. As the second half has just gotten underway. Here come the Keel Haulers. Now they bring it up. Right to left. Moving from the north to the south. Now the three ball goes back up there by Westbrook. Westbrook in the first half had a couple. 19:23 to go. Penguins have it on the down. Westbrook, nothing. Here's Barnes. Barnes now backs up in between. She hands it off to Flatten. 19:09, the clock is rolling. Back over to Barnes, left wing. Barnes way out there, doesn't want to think about it. Bounces it indoors to Fromm. Fromm with a footstep. Fromm with a turnaround. A lot of hands flying. Fromm, deuce. Fromm with a nice hook shot there. Now Brett Mitchell stood up, and he is instructing the Penguin defense to bring it into the backcourt. 36-28 Penguins. Here's Watson. Watson now, she's being guarded very closely by Casalaggio. Now they get it back over to the right side. Keel Haulers have it. Casalaggio all over. Oh, Casalaggio has some great defensive work. And just chucking it up with an air ball was Jessica Cannon. Cannon, the 5'8 freshman out of Citrus Heights. Ashley Fromm lets it bounce out of bounds, and the Penguins have it on the turnaround. Oh, very quickly to the other end. The Penguins go up with it with a three ball. Nothing. That was Casalaggio. She knocked it off the rim a little bit right. Now out on the right wing. Here goes Maddox for three, and that one goes down. A tray ball. Just another one in the quiver for the Keel Haulers. Penguin men are out there bouncing around, itching to come into the Conlin Center. The Penguins are on offense, 36-31. The Penguins have led the majority of the game, although they did trail by 1 point at 1 point during the game. And here goes Lauren Seltenrich out on the right wing for three, yes, 39-31. They only trailed by 1 point for a second during the first half. Oh, brother, now the Keel Haulers work the ball indoors very quickly with a baseball pass to Cannon. Cannon left side of the layup, no bounce, good. 39-33. Now the Penguins turn it around. Three ball up there by Flatten. Perfect. Boy, oh boy, Flatten is having a... I don't know if she's having a great night tonight, as you heard in the pregame. Flatten's been doing pretty well. She's been averaging, let's see. Flatten averaging 13-3. Just came off a 16-point game the other night against Menlo in the Menlo loss. 42-33, 17 exactly to go, fans. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Penguins with the rebound. That's Fromm after the miss from the right side by the Keel Haulers. Oh, bounced indoors beautifully by Casalaggio. She picks it up after the assist by Flatten. Flatten with a superb low bounce pass. Flatten with some pretty good stuff there. Boy, that was sweet. We're going to try and get Josh Demetro in. Although, he's a tough guy to track down. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu from the Yukon to the Euphrates and beyond. Big shout out there to Chili the Penguin up at the North Pole. All the rest of the vacationing, holiday-style penguins down at the South Pole. Chili up there on the northern side of the globe, though. He's kind of a loner, fans. He's up there in his huge, sprawling igloo. And I don't know if he has a little bonfire going in there or not. Or if he's helping Santa Claus with the pre-holiday stuff. 16:42 to go, 44-33. Hey, Josh, you want to pull up a mic or see if we can't get Josh Demetro on the air?
Yeah, grab a chair.
Josh is going to grab a chair. Maybe we can get him to join us on this broadcast. That'd be great. J- Josh does the technical end of things here at radio.dominican.edu. Okay, we're ready to go, fans, and we are back underway. 16:34 to go. The clock rolls. Keel Hollers have the ball now, top of the key. They're whipping around. Nakia Watson, the point guard. She's being guarded by Stephanie Barnes, a new recruit for the Penguins. Oh, brother. Thrown away and out of play as Barnes dove for it. That was just a terrible pass. Just a terrible pass by one of the Keel Haulers and caught Barnes. Barnes had no idea it was going to be such an awful pass, and she tipped it out of play. Five on the shot clock. It did not reset. The ball goes up. Oh, they did not hit the backboard. There's the shot clock buzzing, but they got the shot off. Nothing doing. 16:09 to go now. Penguins on the turnaround. Here's Flatten. Oh, she was trying to throw it to Fromm, but it ended up in the hands of Seltenridge. Seltenridge now with a head check. She looked like Gerilyn Swanson with that old head check there. Oh, Gerilyn Swanson graduated a couple years ago. One of the greatest point guards in DU history was Swanson. One of the best head checks in DU history, too. And Selton Rich looked just like her there. 44-33, 15:38 to go. Oh, a great pass indoors by Flatten. Over to Fromm. Good. 46-33, Flatten with just another brilliant assist. 15.5 to go, fans. Across the middle is Nakia Watson. Watson now chucks it over to Maddox. Maddox, one of those very tough three-point shooters tonight. Casalaggio brings it up after the great steal. Right side, Casalaggio. She gets it back over to Flate. Now left wing is Seltenridge. Indoors, Barnes with a turnaround. No. Pulled down by Westbrook. Uh-oh, on a quick turnaround. Here goes Watson coast-to-coast. Seltenridge gets in her way. Seltenridge with an Oscar-winning performance. And let's see if Seltenridge got away with it. Yes. Seltenridge had come set as Lola Brown comes back in for the Penguins. Casalaggio's. No, she's going to stay in there. Flatten's going to come out. And the Penguins are the recipients of the offensive foul committed by the Keel Haulers. Indoors now is Lola Brown. 14:50, and now a whistle. And I think the Penguins are going to get the ball. Yes, they will get it. Another foul committed by the Keel Haulers. That was against Alyssa Reyes. Reyes got in the way of Lola Brown, and now the inbounds from midcourt. Brown with some nice ball control. Brown now scooped it just as I said that.
You're going to need to find a splitter. It's in there somewhere. Something to split so you can hear it.
46-33, fans. And just as I was talking about extolling the virtues of how wonderful Lola Brown's ball control is, as usual, she cupped it. Penguins up by 13 now. And here goes one of the three-ball specialists. That's Lauren Westbrook. And this one's a little bit deeper. Feet were on the line. It would have only been a deuce had it gone nothing. Seltenridge down with it. Over to the left side of Casalaggio. Here's Fromm. Fromm now throws it up there. 14:18 to go. And now across the middle is Reyes. Reyes brings it over left side. Here's Westbrook. Westbrook always thinking three. They get it back indoors now to Cannon. Over to the right side. Here goes Maddox. Maddox back to the top. Jessica Cannon goes three ball, nothing. Down with it. The Penguins, Stephanie Barnes. Barnes with another brilliant play there. Lola almost muffed it again. Lola across the middle. Lola's not had that many minutes tonight. Oh, Lola almost cupped it again on the previous play. Oh, and a great fake by Seltenridge. Oh, she missed it on an easy play up under the hoop. Seltenridge goes back up after Fromm tipped it back over to her, and Seltenridge scores the deuce. 50-33. Coach Mitchell insisting on defense now. Now back up to the top. Here come the Keel Haulers. 13:15 to go in the second half of this. Penguin men are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. And now a whistle. The action stopped down there on the southern end of the Conlin Center. Looks like it's a foul against one of the Penguins. Yes, it was. Out Seltenridge, back in there, Chardonnay Nelson. Stephanie Barnes is going to tie the shoes. Plenty of time to do so. Now the keel haulers work it indoors. A nice two ball very high off the glass for Jessica Cannon. Cannon gets it to go. 13 minutes exactly, fans. 50-35. And here comes Lola Brown. She brings it across the DU logo. And now another foul against Alyssa Reyes. She committed that one against Lola Brown. Josh Dimitro is in the house. Josh, how's it going tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great, great. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
12:51 to go, fans. Josh will be commenting on the wonderful play of the Penguins. They had a little trouble in the first half, Josh. You weren't here to see it, but the Penguins led, and then at one point they trailed. Oh, Chardonnay. Nelson with a massive shoulder. Chardonnay spun left and threw a tremendous shoulder onto Jessica Cannon, center flying into the end area, but it was a foul. The second team foul committed by the Penguins in the second half. Three fouls committed by the Keel Haulers in half number two, game number one. A CalPAC doubleheader on radio.dominican.edu. We've had a flurry of instant messages coming across on the AOL Instant Messenger, including several from Chile, the Penguin up in the North Pole. And Josh will start to work those and filter some of those out because when I was going solo, it was a little tough. Keel Haulers with a travel and another unforced error. Penguins will take it. 50-35, the greatest margin the Penguins have enjoyed tonight. For head coach Dave Covell, Nakia Watson's going to come back in place of Maddox. Maddox, who hit a couple of those tremendous three bombs in the first half. And the Keel Haulers have been a little cool on the three balls in the second half, but boy, did they put on a performance in the first half with six, including four in a row. Now Barnes goes up with a turnaround jumper, nothing. If you want to interact with us, Josh will get your instant message on the AOL Instant Messenger. DUC Radio is our screen name. Hit us up. A lot of people sending in instant messages from the first half. And we'd like to hear from you in the second half. Hope you're having a good night. This is the opening night of conference basketball, the home opener, I should say. Classes are not in session. But Josh Dimitro is in the house, 11.5 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. Keel Haulers on offense. Moving toward that southern hoop right to left as we are broadcasting from the opulent and sprawling media center here high above center court, looking down on the area of play as Lola Brown charges in but slams into Angela Jackson. Jackson had not come set. 50-35, that's the fourth team foul, as Flatten and Williams are coming back in for the Penguins in place of Fromm and Brown. Wait a minute, Brown can't come out yet. Brown has to shoot. Okay, so instead of Brown coming out, Casalaggio has come out. Brown stays in there. And the Penguins don't get the one and one. They just get it in on the short side. Oh, this one a little bit deep from Flatten. She was going three ball, 50-35. Kind of a scoring drought as we're coming up on 11 minutes to go. Oh, and taking it coast to coast with an absolutely smooth layup from the right side with Stacey Sorensen. And the Penguins in quick transition across the middle now is Flatten. Flatten with a 360 spin move. Now dumps it back off to Barnes. Right side Williams. Now back over left side. Penguins Flatten. She's got it on the left side. She drifts toward the center with a foot fake. Here's Lola Brown. Fadeaway jumper short. Oh, brother, I thought it was out of play, but it was saved by Nakia Watson. Watson now feeds it on the quick give and go. They get it to Reyes under the hoop, left side layup. Penguins dilly-dallying in the backcourt, and there were no Penguins anywhere near. Dr. Fink is in the house. Holy cow, this must be a special night. Great to see Dr. Fink. I'd like to get him on the air, in fact, talk about some of the new happenings here on campus. The new Science and Technology Center coming along nicely, huh, Josh?
Oh, yeah, they're almost done with it in a couple months.
Looks like we might have an instant message coming in from the North Pole right now. Josh is checking it. Chili welcomes Josh. All right, Chili, up there in the North Pole hanging out in the igloo, the real igloo. We're down here in the Chili's second home. Oh, it's stolen away by Flatten. She dives on it, and now it's a jump ball. It was like a little scrum there, Josh. It was like a fumble in football. Okay, when I pause like that, feel free to comment. 10:05 to go, fans. I don't want to say fan. That would be singular. That would be Josh. Everybody else, fans. Josh's first game of the season. We're both a little bit rusty. 50-39. Penguins on top by 11. Radio.dominican.edu. Dr. Fink is in the house. He's just walked in, and he's asking, where is Chili? And I don't want to be the one to tell him that Chili the Penguin is way up north. I don't want to deliver that. I don't want to be that messenger. But if you'd like to interact with us, and you can talk to Josh directly, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. 50-39, Penguins on top. Lola Brown heaves it to Selden Rich across the court. I don't know why she did that. Didn't really need to do that. Olivia Williams goes up left side layup. All kinds of keel haulers amid a flurry of keel hauler hands. And I think Williams was called on it. That's the third team foul, four committed by the keel haulers in the second half. We're coming up on 9.5, fans. Across the middle now is Reyes. Reyes standing at 5'4". She's out of West Sacramento. Now a three ball goes up by Clarissa Azagueda. She missed it but followed it in, got her own rebound. Now they go left side. Here goes a two-ball cannon left side. No, Azagueda in there to pick it up. One of the keel haulers lying on the deck.
Looked like it was a loose ball foul there.
A loose ball foul. So says Josh Dimitro, our IT expert here, keeping us live and on the air. Without Josh, we're dead. We're dead in the water. Although I don't think we should use that tonight, considering we're playing the keel haulers from Cal State University Maritime Academy, where the students, for half of their collegiate life, they spend out on the open ocean, Josh. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I did not.
It might be an advantage, actually, to practice your basketball moves on the open ocean, you know, as the deck moves and so forth. I don't know if that would help you or hurt you. Indoors on the short side, now a travel. Penguins force that one on Jessica Cannon. Boy, the keel haulers had the Penguins right up against the baseline for the quick up and in. And they couldn't do anything with it. 50-39, Penguins. Lola now brings it up. Flatten. Lola going two guard now. Flatten pours it back over to Lola Brown, the senior. Brown now directing traffic. She drives it in left side. She goes baseline. Chardonnay Nelson out on the left wing. Indoors to Williams. Oh, Williams easily under the hoop. Missed it. Got her own rebound. And now the hook shot. 44 dumps it home. Well, it was a great play there. 8:45 to go, 52-39. Penguins finally scored something. They hadn't done anything in a while there. And now over to the left wing. The keel haulers shooting toward that southern hoop. Flayton with a steal. Boy, that was a clean block, Josh. That was awesome. Flayton now with a bounce pass to Williams. Oh, Williams a little too high off the glass. Couldn't get it to go. We're inside 8.5. 52-39. Keel haulers down with it. I think Williams got a little too excited there. It was such a brilliant assist. And there were none of the keel haulers around her that she just chucked it very high off the window. Now for three, going up with it for the keel haulers is Watson. No. And the three ball is very cold now for the Maritime Academy players in the second half. Lola Brown is accosted. And a foul is having been committed by Watson against Lola Brown. In there is Ashley Fromm. And back in for the keel haulers, 32. That's Angela Jackson, also back in, Lauren Westbrook out of Citrus Heights. Quick up and in.
Oh,
now the Penguins,
pass.
That's how you play it, Josh, as the Penguins brought the quick up and in from under the hoop very quickly to Olivia Williams. She didn't even bounce it. She took the pass on the inbounds and flung it up there for a deuce, 54-39. Coming up on 7.5, fans. Penguins and the keel haulers are very close at halftime. And then the Penguins in the second half have just lit it up beautifully. Radio.dominican.edu. We are a product of the communications department, where our leader is Melba Beals, the director of communications here at Dominican University of California. You're listening to it live, CalPAC Conference Basketball, the home opener for the Penguins. Penguin ladies on top, 54-39. We're back underway. Here's Fromm. Fromm's got it after a nice pass by Flatten. Fromm dumps it in there a little bit short and then tipped it out trying to get her own rebound, Josh. Some pretty good action, huh?
Yeah, a very strong move by Ashley Fromm.
Fromm, a senior in her fourth year, Penguin Hoops, getting better every year. She's bigger this year a little bit. not a ton, but she's just crafty. Of course, part of the CalPAC Championship women's team year before last when the Penguins won it all.
Great defense by Ashley Fromm there, too.
Yeah, Fromm is definitely one of the team leaders, but I'll tell you what, who's going to be a team leader here, and this is Flatten. This is the first we've heard of her tonight. Flatten being double-teamed in the backcourt. Oh, a great play by Flatten. She gets it up now. It's 2-on-2. Lola Brown, no look over to Salton Rich. Missed it too high off the glass, and the Penguins. Oh, they're going to give it back to the Penguins. Oh, and Salton Rich started to dart down to the other end. And Salton Rich, boy, I thought Salton Rich knocked it out there. The Penguins got a little something there, but, you know, I think they deserved it, Josh, because they got robbed on one earlier in the game. We're at 6:57, fans. Inbounds, 360 spin move. Olivia Williams, nothing. Whistles all over the place. 54-39, Penguins on top. We're inside of 7 minutes. Boy, some great play tonight out of Flatten. Out of Stephanie Barnes. Out of Lola Brown. By the way, fans, Jennifer Jackson on the bench tonight with a bad knee. I only mentioned that once earlier tonight. Actually, I was hoping to get JJ on the air tonight, but don't want to take her away from her team duties. Now, here goes a three ball chucked up there by Lauren Westbrook, and that looks like something out of the first half as the Keel Haulers head coach has called the timeout. And we'll take a timeout, Josh and I will, although we're not going to leave. We're just going to kind of hang out here on the air.
Penguins are still holding a 12-point lead.
54-42. So some pretty good stuff there, Josh, on the first half. You want to control that because I think, see, that's where all that extra sound is coming from. No, maybe it's not.
I don't know.
Our first night on the air, fans, and we are ecstatic. And that's an understatement. To be with you tonight, I see... The president of the university, Dr. Joseph Fink, is in the house. Roger Goodwin is in the house. Jesse Mazza is in the house. And as mentioned, Josh Dimitro is in the house. Stuart Horn with you. We're at 6:47 p.m. on the West Coast, Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates and beyond. That's the end of the timeout, 6:36 to go. And head coach Covell is Dave Covell. He's assisted by Josie Alexander, Josh Fredrickson, and Jennifer Yount for the Maritime Academy Keel Haulers. Inbounds Penguins on the long side. They get it indoors after the full court press. Lola Brown has it. She's back there by the center line. She brings it across the middle. Now over to Barnes. Barnes has got the jersey untucked in the back, Josh. We gotta get a coach on that. Here's Fromm now. Fromm drives in. Back outside, three ball, thinking about it. Barnes with a jumper. Oh, Barnes. So smooth, very flat. Barnes dumps it in, 56-42. 6 minutes to go, fans. Keel Haulers very quickly in transition. Back outside, here goes another three ball by Maddox after the Keel Haulers just scored a big-time three in the previous possession, 56-42. Now Barnes has it at the timeline. She's going to slow things down and let Lola catch back up with her. Let me know when she tucks that jersey back in. Barnes been playing very hard tonight. So now Barnes setting up a nice screen for Lola. But Lola deeks the other direction. Lola goes in from the up and under. Lola hits the deck, nothing. Brown a little bit slow to get up. Brown's got both ankles taped up as usual. Now the Keel Haulers in transition. They get it back out left side, air ball. Down with it, Barnes. Nice rebound being hacked upon by Westbrook. Barnes in the backcourt over to Lola. Now they're way back there. Brown's going to slow it way down. Brown is calling Casalaggio back up. Casalaggio moves up toward the timeline, then retreats back under the hoop. Oh, they get it back up to Casalaggio. Oh, in and out and back in. Bounced three or four times on the rim. But that's a great play as Brown fake Casalaggio back up toward the timeline. Then she retreated right back up under the bucket, 58-42. Penguins on top. Oh, and Barnes with a near steal, but she fell out of position. Oh, and now Brown picks one up after the high bounce pass. Brown had it all alone there for a second, 58-42, and now it's a foul against Lola Brown. That's a fourth team foul, five team fouls having been committed by the Keel Haulers. In fact, five by the Penguins now. Our screen name on the AOL Instant Messenger fans, DUC Radio. And it'll go straight to Josh Dimitro, should you send him something. Lola with another steal into the hands of Barnes and another whistle. Boy, Lola just can't get a break, and there's two against Lola in the past 3 seconds of play, Josh. Mm-hmm. Josh is speechless. He's very excited. This is a very action-packed game as the Penguins were getting ready to sub-flatten back in there. I just give you an instant, then you got to jump in. Right. Be aggressive. How was work today?
It's really, really busy.
All right. Josh, the director of IT at San Domenico. How huge is that? How did we get you? That's what I can't figure. Get you on the radio squad. Well, we're not going to let you go either. We get our hooks into you. Forget it. You're a lifer.
Yeah, I might not want to go. Who knows?
Of course you wouldn't want to go. You're on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Now, Lola Brown has come out. I didn't see who came in her place. I think it was Lauren Seltenrich has come back in. Although that doesn't make much sense to switch out Brown for Seltenrich. Back under the hoop. Now Barnes after the zigzag feed. It went flattened to Fromm to Barnes. Zigzagging across the paint. Barnes was hammered upon on the left side of the baseline with 4:10 to go, 58-42. And she'll go to the line. 16 fouls for each. Oh, as the Conlon center falls dead quiet. Coming back in now for the Keel Haulers is 24, Jessica Cannon. She's going to replace Stacey Sorensen. You ever play basketball, Josh?
In middle school, mostly.
All right.
Not in high school.
How were you?
I was pretty good. I was a point guard that played like a center. So.
Okay. Really? We needed a point guard on the radio broadcasting team, so that works out just right.
All right, cool.
59-42. We take on the math department at midseason. 59-42, so we'll have you filling it up. Penguins on top, radio.dominican.edu. Horn and Dimitro. Oh, and a
steal by Fromm.
Clean steal. Ashley, very nice, coming across the middle for the Penguins. This is Casalaggio. Boy, she flipped a shoulder in there, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
That would have given me a black eye. Sent me to the hospital. Keel Haulers are very tough. 6 months a year at sea. The foul, though, not committed by Casalaggio. She'll go to the line. 3:50. Josh with the play-by-play.
First shot. Goes in. Waiting for the second shot.
Casalaggio wipes the bottom of the sneakers. Coming out now for the Maritimes, Watson. Back in there, Reyes. Penguins getting ready to fall into the key. The shot by Casalaggio. Penguin.
Second shot in.
Yes. The Penguins, Conlon center falls dead silent.
Leading 61-42.
Now the up and, oh, the upshot on the quick give and go. That one by Cannon, nothing. Penguins pull it down. Here's Flatten across the middle. Oh, Flatten gets, she almost got flattened. And now she knocks it out of bounds. As Flatten dove on it with Alyssa Reyes. 61-42, 3:32 to go, fans. Had Reyes fall right on top of her, and now across the middle is Reyes. She flips it back outside. Penguins very tough on the inner part of the defense tonight. They've allowed the Keel Haulers to shoot from outside of the arc all night, and actually the Keel Haulers have done a pretty great job with 6 threes in the first half. A little bit, they cooled off a little bit in the second half. But still pretty good outside. And now Flatten's looking over the bench. She needs to be yanked. Flatten is limping. The right ankle is bad. And who are they going to throw in? They're going to bring Lola back in. Flatten's out. Lola Brown's come back in. Oh, Flatten. She got hurt on the last play of the first half. And now leading 61-42, she got hurt there. Here's Lauren Seltenrich, the senior. Seltenrich on the... Josh, I don't know if you've seen the new Dominican schedule, but Seltenrich is on the cover along with Lola Brown. 3:09 to go. I've got them right here. They're kind of nice. 61-42, 3 minutes. Keel Haulers on offense, moving toward that southern hoop. If you've been in the Conlon Center, it's the first hoop you enter under. And the Keel Haulers throwing it around there up by the fourth row, right where Dr. Fink is sitting. Boy, Dr. Fink is so close to the action, he could reach out and touch it. Oh, another three ball goes in there by Jessica Cannon. Cannon with a cannon. She threw that thing from way out there, Josh. That was, let's see, the line is 19-9, so I think she was at about 23-24.
Nothing but net, too.
Yeah, that was a swisheroo. Oh, here's a baseball pass. Chucked up there by Maddox after she stole it. The Penguins pick it up after a poor pass. Maddox couldn't throw it the length of the court. Lola Brown with a steal. Brown in the backcourt. She flings it over now to Barnes. Brown, the senior, over to Barnes. Barnes, the freshman. Barnes just
rejected.
Really playing beautifully. Barnes out of Sebastopol at 5'10". Barnes rejected. Coming up on the two-minute warning, fans. Penguin men coming up next in this CalPAC doubleheader. A beautiful layup. Sneaking it in there was Angela Jackson. The timeout has been called, if you can believe it, by the Keel Haulers.
201, Penguins leading 61-47.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, so I'm looking here at the basketball schedule, folks. And on the cover, and you Penguin fans out there and in the Antarctic, that's where most Penguins go, not Josh. Of course, he has a job here in town, but Penguin students, of course, Josh, you're a senior, right?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
And then next year, you'll be in the master's program.
Yep.
Holy cow, we've never had a master's guy on the radio squad. Anyway, on the cover of the women's basketball schedule is Lola Brown, Lauren Selton-Rich, and Ashley Fromm, the seniors, under head coach Brett Mitchell. You are listening to CalPAC Basketball, the home opener on radio.dominican.edu. Horn and Dimitro. Brandon Davis is in the house. Shout out to the scoring table. Shout out to who else do we have out there? Mr. DUC, also known as Chili the Penguin. I don't even know if Chili's still listening. I'm sure he is, though. He, she. Does anybody really know the gender of Chili? Well, I do. I guess if you...
And what is it?
Well, Mr. DUC, kind of a giveaway, but... Anyway. 2 minutes to go. We're back underway, fans. Chili was a woman at one point. Not the current Chili, but anyway. Here comes Fromm. She brings it up across the middle. The Penguins have it now. They're shooting toward the bucket to the right, the northern hoop. Here's Lola Brown. Oh, and a near steal. The Penguins have it. They maintain control. Casalaggio, good hand control, takes it out. Stolen away by the Keel Haulers, and just stepping on the line after the steal is Alyssa Reyes, the 5'4" freshman. Reyes out of West Sacramento with a buck and a half to go, 61-47.
Maritime has really started to pick up their defense after that timeout.
Hey, you're right. They're pressing it harder into the backcourt. Of course, in between games, we'll have some music. We're going to send it back up to the studio. And then we're going to bring you the men's game in its entirety tonight as Coach Tavani and the guys enter the Conlin Center for the home opener. And now a travel on Casalaggio. She was pushed out of position by Angela Jackson with some great defense, as Josh mentioned. Casalaggio argued to the ref there, Josh, but as usual, the ref was not listening to her. They tend to look away when you...
It appeared as though she moved her pivot foot a little bit there.
Yes. Yes. I think you're right. In fact, I'm sure of it. Now, the question was she pushed? And I'm going to go with Casalaggio because I always like to back the Penguins. Even if they're wrong. In this case, I'm not saying they were wrong. Casalaggio, I think, had a legitimate beef there. But the Penguins with a massive lead and just a little over 1 minute to go. There goes an air ball. Chucked up by Maddox. You haven't seen her do that too many times. It rolls back out, and Maddox comes down with it. She throws it up again short. Maddox now with a foul against Selton-Rich with the defensive rebound. Selton-Rich and Fromm came down with that at the same time, but Selton-Rich ended up with the ball, 61-47. And Lauren Selton-Rich featured on the outside of the basketball schedule. She's going to get the shot now from the line on the other end. So all 10 ladies to the other end of the court and the three NAIA-sanctioned referees. One bounce, Selton-Rich, the veteran, in and out, horseshoe. Fromm down with it. Oh, that was large. Offensive rebound. Fromm being accosted by a flurry of Keel Haulers. Boy, Fromm, I cannot believe Fromm didn't get an elbow in the eye there. Fromm with her cheeks are very red. She's been working very hard in the second half. 1 minute exactly to go, fans. Now Fromm will go to the line. So what, did 1 second tick off the clock? Maybe two. The veteran, Ashley Fromm, is in there. Now Maddox is left the floor, and in her place is Vernita Hubbard. Hubbard, a freshman out of Carlsbad at 5'8", wears number 15 from with the double bonus, as that last foul was the 10th committed by the Keel Haulers. So Fromm missed the first one, but she got the second one. Hubbard's come in place in the final 1 minute of play tonight to get a little time on the court. The freshman Hubbard over to the right side now is Angela Jackson for the Keel Haulers. Back and forth, zigzag style is Watson. Watson looking for a place to put it. She goes top of the key. Now she gets it back to the top, Westbrook. Westbrook back over to Watson. Watson drives in right side. Kick out to Hubbard. Hubbard thinking about it. Nothing. Jackson. Jackson goes with a jumper. Yes, Jackson off the glass. Nice play. Timeout's been called by Dave Covell. So pretty good timeout to be called. There were 32 seconds to go. The Penguins up 62-49 as the Cal State University Maritime Academy men have made their way into the Conlon Center, Josh.
Yep, they're walking in right now.
Yes, they are. And the Penguin men, I saw them out in the lobby earlier. I don't know where they are, but I'll bet you anything they're jumping around and pacing, very anxious to get in and get their game underway. They are scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off, and we actually might, I wonder if we'll get it underway a little bit early. It's 7 p.m. straight up, fans. On the West Coast, that's Pacific Standard Time, isn't that right, Josh?
That's correct, and only 32 seconds to go.
32 seconds to go, and the Penguin men are scheduled to tip off in 30 minutes, so maybe we'll get it in with an early start, I'm not sure. I see Steve Johnson is in the house. 62-49, fans. Coach Brett Mitchell with the dry erase board and all the Penguin ladies surrounding him. Of course, he's assisted by Coach Paul Rocanello in his second season and Maya Falk in her first season. The Penguins have it on the long side. And they're just going to try and hold it in the back court. As they have the full court press going, they, the Keel Haulers. Here's Selton Rich. They're just going to hang on to it. Casalaggio trips coming across the timeline. Now Selton Rich is accosted with another foul. She'll get to go to the line for two. And it looks like Lauren Westbrook committed that foul. As mentioned the last time, it was the 10th foul. You can't get more than 10. Well, at least they don't count more than 10. Here's the first of two by the veteran, Selton Rich. Missed another one, Lauren. She was 1-for-2 last time. Selton Rich with the brace up the right leg. She's been wearing that thing as long as I can remember. It's like the Penguins all have matching shoes this season. No, Casalaggio has different ones. Everybody else wearing the Nikes. 18 seconds to go, 63-49 as the second one goes down. Now a whistle as the ball ends up in the grandstand. Some of the fans throw the ball back out. Okay, indoors now. 63-49, clock rolls. 15 seconds. Here goes Westbrook, left side, passed off to Watson. Yes. Watson drills it in, left side. 63-51. Penguins just hanging on to it. 10 seconds. Chardonnay Nelson in the backcourt. The bounce pass to Casalaggio, right side. Now she passes it back up to Char between the circles. Two. Char has it. She hangs on to it. One. There's the buzzer, fans. Penguins win the home opener against the Cal State University Maritime Academy women, the Keel Haulers, down from Vallejo. And that's the end of the first game. As mentioned, Jesse Mazza is in the house in case anybody gets hurt. With a thumbs up for Mazza. For Josh Dimitro and the rest of the broadcast team here at Dominican University of California, we will have the men's game coming up shortly. That's scheduled to tip off at 7:30. However, that's 27 minutes to go from now, Josh Dimitro, and I don't know if we'll go a full 27 minutes until the tip-off. So you want to keep close to your computer. Don't go too far. Don't go tuning into a different channel listening to some of that new age computer music. You want to keep it right here on radio.dominican.edu. Did you want to add something before I send it back to the broadcast studios?
Yeah, just to recap the final score, Penguins 63, Maritime Academy 51, and continue sending us text messages on DU Radio on AOL Instant Messenger.
DUC Radio.
DUC Radio.
Like Dominican University
of California.
That's right, DUC Radio. And you're listening to?
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
No. Radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu.
It hasn't been Penguin Radio since 03, pal.
Yeah.
I like the name Penguin Radio, too. Let me just put that out there, but I can't say it again the rest of the year because it's a litigious issue of some sort. Although I'm not sure why. Hey, Dr. Frink is in the house, as mentioned. He's over there shaking hands with Brett Mitchell. Maya Falk is hanging out with Coach Mitchell. Another good win. Penguins 2-1 in conference. Radio.dominican.edu. Josh and I will be right back.